A word for you from Acts chapter 19, verse 18 to 20. And they counted up the value of them, and it totaled 50,000 pieces of silver. So the word of the Lord grew mightily and prevailed. The most powerful witness is the life of integrity of a Christian friend, family member, or neighbor. Actions always speak louder than words. There is no more effective sermon illustration than the life of Christian integrity. Say what you mean. Mean what you say. Be a person of your word. Our Lord Jesus Christ was most scathing in his denunciation of hypocrisy. Of the lukewarm, he declared that he would spew them out of his mouth. The greatest threat to our witness is not opposition, but apathy. Many are unresponsive to the gospel message because they've been disgusted by double standards. Inconsistency and half-heartedness undermine the gospel witness. It does not matter how eloquent your words are, if your actions and your lifestyle does not back up your message. On one of my first missions behind the Iron Curtain, a pastor in Romania told me that it was easy to see who was a real Christian. A real Christian loves God. A real Christian loves the Bible. A real Christian loves prayer. And a real Christian hates sin. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogance an evil way, and the perverse mouth I hate, declares the Lord. Yet today, it is more common to see Christians loving the world, tolerating evil, ignoring the Bible, and neglecting prayer. Idolatry is rampant and blatant. People even speak of Hollywood idols, screen idols, stage idols, rock idols, pop idols, rap idols, sports idols, and very obviously, political idols. Frequently you will find people who say absolutely nothing while the name of the Lord Jesus Christ is blasphemed in their presence. However, should someone criticize their favorite musician, sports star, or political idol, then you will see them come alive and animated, speaking up for and defending the honor of what is most important in their life. What are you willing to speak up for? We must choose our battles, but what are you willing to fight for? What do you stand up for? When are you willing to stand up and speak out? And so, time and again, we have to see this. Take heed to yourself, lest your heart be deceived, and you turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. You shall not bow down to their gods, you shall not serve them, nor according to their works, but you shall utterly overthrow them and completely break down their sacred pillars. So you shall serve the Lord.